Welcome to Fishing Without Bait, a lifetime without definitive expectations, a podcast where we help people help themselves exploding into their lives through full impact mindfulness and getting comfortable with the sound of their own voice and using the two most powerful words that a human being can possess, and that is, I choose. If you have the honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness to try, welcome aboard. There's always space here. There's always a chair for you. Come on in and let the adventure begin. My name's Jim Ellermeyer. I'm a behavioral health therapist, and today I'm joined by my good friend and co-host, producer Mr. Mike.
You know, Jim, I'm listening to your intro, and I know this isn't the topic for the day, but you know what's a great way to get used to the sound of your own voice? By doing a podcast for an audience of one. You can always do a podcast and not release it to anybody else and get used to that idea. So just saying. Podcast. Yes. I find that podcast is healing.
Well, Mike, sometimes people will say, does this podcast work for you?
Mm-hmm.
No, it isn't. Mm-hmm. And I always, again, I bring up our friend, Dr. Safdar Chaudhry. Doc asked me one time, Jim, are you going to take a vacation? And I said, I'm on vacation. I said, if this ever becomes a job, I'll quit.
I hear that. Get a little tired sometimes, but other than that, but
you get a little weary, but yes. You have to generally overall.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, the last podcast we talked about love and how most people talk about their love life. They talk about relationships. They either have one or they want to get rid of one. They need one. And it's one of the central parts of human beings' lives.
Yes. We talk about love and work. It seems to be everybody's lack of balance these days.
Yes. And work, with work, we really have to define the terms, please. Mm-hmm. So humans have a need to be productive.
Yes.
Humans have a need to contribute.
Yes.
Humans have a need to be valued, and humans have a need to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever been in a job where you felt you weren't productive or contributing or feeling valued or being appreciated?
Yes, 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 and yes at the same time. And that's how I came to meet you at a different job.
You know, it's well known, and we've talked about this before, that most people do not quit jobs. They quit bosses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Every time that I wanted to leave a position when I was working in the real world in the past, it was the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the job.
Mm-hmm.
It was the bosses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could be mucking out elephant stalls. And if the boss was okay, if I could get along with people, I'd be okay with it.
I was a big fan of the thing I was doing, but not how I was meant. I was being made to do it. That was my thing, because it was video editing and I loved doing video editing, but it just, I did not like everything else around it. Right. So, yeah.
If you're not feeling valued, and if you're not, especially if you're not feeling appreciated, then you just feel less than.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it does a number on you. Like, I don't know if you remember when I came to work with you guys, like I had to do a lot of rework on myself. Because I asked a lot of questions and kept asking if things were okay, like excessively. It was one of my issues, you know. So,
well, we always want to be reassured. Mm-hmm. We always want to have ourselves validated. And actually, that's some self-concept and self-esteem work.
Absolutely.
That, especially when I'm dealing with younger people, I'm talking about teenagers that have relationships, they always seem to be asking each other whether they are still in love or whether they still like each other. It seems to be they have to validate themselves in that every single day.
Yeah, yeah, because it's new to be dependent on somebody in that emotional state, right, for them?
Yes, it is. Well, they're taking their own self-concept by the perception of others, okay?
Yeah.
Which is why they're constantly asking and the need to feel validated.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so we get into a matter of trust. Get into a real matter of trust. And that's, relationships are basically based on trust, Mike.
Absolutely.
Love is based on trust. We were talking in the last episode that sometimes you and your wife are absent from each other for a month or more.
What was it? I relay this whenever that happens. You know, there's something you talked about a while ago that was like, you know, are you good by yourself and are you better with the other person? You know, like that's one of those things I focus on a lot when those things happen.
Yeah. Well, the idea about love is I'm okay without you. Mm-hmm. I'm just better with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we want to have some type of a synergy, mm-hmm. some type of a partnership, not a dependence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love is not dependent on being dependent on a person at all.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we talk about, you know, people need that and complain about that. You know, at what point do they need to, how do you get to that point to reassess that?
Well, we get to the point to reassess that when we're able to step back and look at situations. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the old axiom in 12-step recovery is you can't read the label when you're inside a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meaning that when you're inside of a situation, it's very difficult to determine what actually is going on.
Yeah.
You can't be objective.
Can't see the forest from the trees.
No. So people want to be successful
mm-hmm.
in both love and work, in their work life too. So I don't even know what it is to be successful.
Yeah, and that's a problem. And I think we talk about these definitions, and that's what gets a lot of people in trouble because they have a definition of, I need to be X by the time I'm 25 or 30 or 40 and have 2.5 kids and all this stuff. And then if it doesn't work, your worldview kind of falls apart sometimes, right?
And here becomes the basic premise of fishing without bait,
mm-hmm.
a lifetime without definitive expectations.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So there's a quote by a gentleman by the name of Maxim Gorky. He says that when work is a pleasure, life is a joy. When work is a duty, life is slavery. When I was younger, Mike, and I guess I'm dating myself now, back when Abraham Lincoln and I went to school together. But it used to be that when a person graduated from high school or college, they generally got a job with the post office or the water company or the steel mill or a manufacturing plant, and they stayed there for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
That was their career.
Absolutely. My grandfather was with the power company doing electrical for his basically entire life, good pension and everything. And I was like, this doesn't happen anymore.
No, it does not, because people don't want to be trapped into a job. I consider that being trapped.
Well, even the jobs don't allow for that these days, right? So you already have to shift that because you're like, how am I going to find it? If somebody's sitting there saying, how do I find a job to sit there for 40 years at this job like my parents did? Good luck. Good luck. And that is an expectation I think is going to get a lot of people trapped like we were talking about.
Well, the companies morph and they're acquired, they move, they change management, they change direction.
Faster than they ever have.
They change products and services that they offer. So to be successful, having that work-life balance is, I'd like to see somebody that actually has it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a realist, okay? When people are working, I can't tell them to stop and walk through the woods and pet squirrels and play magic flutes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people have a lot of things to do, but what I try to do is have them take a little time for themselves.
Yes.
I talk about a spa, but I talk about a spa day. I don't talk about a day. I talk about 5 minutes for a spa day.
And not going to a spa and doing something, just doing a thing for you.
That's
correct. What makes you okay right now.
Which is one of the admonitions that I give to people over and over and over again, is that you're important.
Mm-hmm.
You're more important than any relationship,
yep.
any job, any friendship.
Yep. There's been a lot of reassessment of like, oh man, I got to get this stuff done. And then there's, you know, I think we've talked about, well, the work will be there tomorrow. And it's like, do they really need it? Or am I telling myself I need to get this done now? Right. And you worry that that's procrastination, but it is like, no, your body's talking to you about this, you know, kind of situation. If it's something that you have control over those deadlines, you know, then you can work around that.
Well, and again, we talk about the have to, need to, must, betters, the mm-hmm. self-defeating words. Mm-hmm. And that's when we get into serious anxiety, which leads to serious procrastination, mm-hmm. which leads to serious fear and uncertainty.
Absolutely.
So again, what the purpose of this program is to help people be comfortable with the sound of their own voice and take control of their own lives through those two most powerful words ever, I choose.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's that is a big thing. And I've been trying to be more and more active. I choose to do this. I get to do this. I get to sit here with you. I get to travel and go do this job. I get to go work with these people, right? And even if your thing is I need to go to a work as a cashier, it is like I choose to do this because as we talk about, I want to pay my bills. I want to do this. So you can choose not to one day.
I'm choosing to go to work because I want to pay the rent.
Absolutely.
And when everything becomes a choice, then you'll be free.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And people could understand that they have a choice to shift their lives also.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
People are not trees. They can move.
Mm-hmm.
But quite often what happens, one of the few good advices that my father ever gave me was that try to put off work as long as you can, because once you start, you'll never stop.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, what happens in this materialistic world when we work, we purchase things.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't buy them outright. We buy them on credit. So actually, rather than us choosing and being in control of our jobs are in control of us, mm-hmm. because we need that job in order to pay the bills.
I had a manager that was very excited whenever one of us would get married and buy a house, because that means they're not leaving.
Ah.
Which kind of showed you the attitude there.
Okay.
Like that was stated out loud.
Well, quite often what I've helped people do is we talked about relationships, requirements it takes to be with you, both as a friend and a romantic interest. Quite often what I'll do is I'll go over the requirements that, for a job to have that they have their interest.
You are of value. And again, I think that's something that has been happening more and more over COVID and why there's employment issue these days, because a lot of people looked at what's happening around them and said, I don't have to be here. I can go do something else. It was a big wake-up call for a lot of people. I choose to do something else and not work this job. And the problem when you're got the one to sign up and nobody wants to work, it's like, no, nobody wants to work for you is the problem.
I like the way you're talking.
And that is a thing that people that run businesses are having a very, very hard time reconciling right now.
Well, it's no longer the fact that you ought to be grateful that I'm giving you a job.
Mm-hmm.
People are starting to have some self-concept and self-esteem and say, you ought to be grateful that I'm working here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people can take this whatever they want to. People don't want to be wage slaves anymore, Mike.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
And unfortunately, the corporations don't really need to have these PR departments, because they have convinced the common person that their brothers and sister workers are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the short staffing occurs. Not because of wages, it's because of they're lazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of the primary pushes against unionization, when they convince people that, oh, no, that's they're just lazy.
Yeah.
You don't want to work.
Yeah.
I know you want to work.
Yep. Yep. So, but not to get into all that. I think that's a big thing. You know, we talked about love, we talked about work, and all of that is a relationship, and all of that is very important. And it's very important to try not to find yourself trapped in a situation there. And granted, some people are in situations they cannot get out of and they need to have a job. And you know, I only hope they can find a path out of that.
Well, then if we're stuck in a job, that means that we have obligations that we need the job for, mm-hmm. in order to make wages to pay those obligations.
Mm-hmm.
So our job and what we help people do is prioritize their obligations, and we want to disconnect slowly from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most people have little or no control over their finances, Mike. They probably don't even know what's in their checking account.
Nope. I think not a lot of people are good at finances, you know, or understand it. They just know they get a check and they can pay some bills or do something else.
I mean, you put your debit card in a card reader. And if it says approved, that's like hitting a lottery. You win.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, you win exactly. That day.
And you roll with it.
Yes, yes. So what are we going to do, Mike? What are we going to do about this work-life balance? What's your suggestions on helping people to be more comfortable and free and joyful in their lives?
Well, it depends what angle you're at. If you're in a job and you need to work on the work-life balance, I know that's like a loaded word that we say doesn't actually exist, but it's still something to strive for, right? You know, the push against the overwork. There is that little bit of taking care of yourself. I'm terrible with it. If it wasn't to me, like, and I know this isn't a solution for everybody, but I have this Apple Watch that tells me I need to stand up every uh-huh. hour. That's my signal, right? Okay. Sometimes if you need an outside forced opinion, one of the beautiful things about technology is we can do that. We can set alarms. We can set reminders. You probably have a device that can set a reminder or alarm. You don't need an Apple Watch. You don't need a $300 Apple Watch or something like that. You know, restructure how you do this. Make sure you're not sitting there doing a job if you're not required to, you know, for 4 hours straight. You know, if your job has a problem with you taking adequate bathroom breaks, that then you need to start reconsidering your job, and you can you're probably skilled enough to get any other job in that. If you don't see a path out, it's not the thing you like. Somebody I used to work with, and I actually got to meet up with him for the first time in several years, used to say, you know, always had a side project, and says, as long as I do one thing every day towards that other goal, towards I want to get my art video project to a point where it's the thing that's my job instead of my job, you do one thing with it every day. You build baby steps, and then you baby step every day, and then before you know it, you're miles along, right? Everything here was baby steps over a decade of what we do here, you know, going back to the overnight success. You just go search for it in our search, right?
Yes.
So no, I think that's it. I think it's just, have you done anything today, even the smallest thing, to change or improve on your situation?
So
if you ask yourself every day that thing, eventually you solve your problem.
Asking yourself, I like that, talking to yourself like a friend, Mike. You know, we've talked about 80% of cognitive behavioral therapy is about changing the language and the way you speak to yourself.
Yes.
It's okay to cheerlead yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'd like everyone out there if to impress upon one thing, if anything, that they're taking from this podcast. It's that they're important and inventory their gifts, talents, and abilities mm-hmm. and move from positions of strength mm-hmm. and don't tell anybody your plans mm-hmm. because all people want to do is try to sabotage.
Oh, like, gosh, yes. Or no, you sabotage yourself. You keep saying you're going to do this thing, and you go on Facebook and tell you every time, I'm going to do this, and then I never see you do it. And you keep doing that. And then you just look like a person that never gets anything done.
You don't need to tell anybody your plans.
No.
Keep them to yourself. Because if it is something good, there's people who are going to be envious.
I never talk about where I'm going until I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Never talk about where you're going and what you're doing until you're on your way. And you're doing it. You're absolutely doing it.
That's an excellent suggestion. To everyone out there, you're important. You're important. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you a free prescription that you can cash anywhere. And that's fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Unplug your television and take up fishing. And for a truly mindful experience, we suggest that you fish without bait. Do a kindness for yourself and do a kindness for another. Forgive yourself and forgive another. Till all are free, none are free. Be good to yourself every day, all day. Thank you, my friends. Namaste.
That's right, Jim. And another part of that prescription, we've been talking about that reminder every day. Again, follow us on the social media. We like to put little nuggets and bits out there from our show so it helps you with that reminder every single day. Follow us on the Instagram, the TikTok, Blue Sky, Twitter, whatever they call it these days. And we do like to do that. And so you will get that daily dose of fishing without bait. And it does help you make another baby step forward. Go check it out. And thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. If you're interested in flying the colors of fishing without bait. Click the shop icon on our website. We have clothing, mugs, cell phone cases, and so much more. Show the world that you fish without bait. This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.